Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that, we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs, which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? If you've been a diving instructor for any length of time, you'll have had at least one student who just couldn't seem to get it, no matter how clearly you explained or how many times you demonstrated a skill. Maybe they kept floating to the surface, maybe they panicked during a mask clear, or maybe they froze on a skill they nailed the day before. When this happens, it's easy to think they're just not cut out for diving, and that might well be the case. But performance is influenced by far more than knowledge and ability. There are countless factors. Physical, psychological, environmental, and social, that affect how well a person learns and performs on any given day. Perhaps more importantly, these factors affect you as the instructor just as much as they affect your students. When you're tired, stressed, cold, or under time or financial pressure to finish on time, your teaching suffers. Your ability to make sound decisions, maintain patience, and adapt will also suffer. Understanding and managing these performance-influencing factors is critical for both you and your students. This blog will explore what they are, why they matter, and ways to manage them effectively. What are performance-influencing factors? In simple terms, performance-influencing factors are anything that affects human performance. They're widely studied in aviation, medicine, and other high-risk industries because these fields understand how important they are in terms of achieving safe, consistent outcomes. Diving should be no different. Common performance-influencing factors include physical, fatigue, dehydration, cold, illness, hunger, psychological, stress, anxiety, fear of failure, overconfidence, environmental, weather, water temperature, visibility, noise, social, peer pressure, family expectations, instructor-student dynamics, task-related, complexity of skills, pace of instruction, time constraints. When these start to stack up, even competent individuals, student or instructor, can struggle. Why do performance-influencing factors matter for both sides? When performance dips, it's rarely about capability alone. Conditions have a far bigger part to play than we give credit for. For students, performance-influencing factors might show up as missed skills, slow progress, or even panic. For instructors, they show up as shortened patience, rushed decisions, and lack of clear communication. You can't eliminate all performance-influencing factors. You can't make the ocean warmer or add hours to the day, but you can. Recognize them early, mitigate what you can, and adapt your teaching and self-care accordingly. Dive instruction is more than just passing a course. It's about creating a safe, positive learning environment while staying sharp yourself. Top tips for managing performance-influencing factors. 1. Check in on both sides. Before the first pool session, go beyond the paperwork. Ask your students open questions such as, how comfortable are you in the water? And what concerns do you have about the course? But also check in with yourself. How much sleep did you get? Are you trying to squeeze this class in between two others? Are you stressed about weather, logistics, or time constraints? If you're running on empty, your ability to adapt and empathize will be reduced. 2. Manage physical comfort for everyone. Cold, hunger, and fatigue are silent performance killers for you and your students. A shivering student can't focus on skills, and a shivering instructor will rush through the training. What helps? Recommend proper thermal protection. Much better to be comfortable, slightly too warm rather than slightly too cold. Schedule breaks for both of you. You need fuel and hydration too. If you're fatigued, slow the pace rather than forcing a push to get it done. 3. Acknowledge anxiety, theirs and yours. Students fear failure, instructors fear dissatisfied clients, negative reviews, or failing to meet agency expectations. Pressure is real on both sides. As an instructor, normalize mistakes. Talk to your students. This is tricky for a lot of people. Let's work through it together. Manage your own stress signals. If you feel frustration starting to build, pause before responding. If external pressures, such as time cost, are creeping in, communicate early rather than letting it explode later. As the saying goes, a problem shared is a problem halved. 4. Watch social pressure. Students face peer pressure or family expectations. Instructors face the opposite, trying to satisfy clients who expect speed and certainty. Be upfront. Certification is performance-based, not time-based. And remind yourself, your reputation depends on doing the right thing, not just finishing fast. A recent blog on having difficult conversations gives more ideas on dealing with this. 5. Respect environmental stresses. Conditions add cognitive load for everyone. Cold water, low vis, surge, these all make teaching harder and learning harder. What helps? Use the easiest environment available for early skills. This is not necessarily the cheapest. Progress gradually. Conditions may mean this is slower than you expect. If conditions worsen, don't push through for the sake of the schedule. It compromises both student performance and your teaching quality and could have far-reaching consequences. 6. Slow down when time pressures build. Time is possibly the biggest performance influencing factor in the world we live in today. Students expect to finish within the days they paid for. You will feel it too. Boats are booked, gear is rented, the next class is waiting, etc., etc. Rushing increases anxiety, reduces comprehension, and critically leads to shortcuts from them and you. Be transparent from the start. The goal is competence, not speed. Extra time may be necessary and is worth it for safety. If you feel yourself speeding up to get it done, stop and reassess. 7. Debrief with performance influencing factors awareness. When a student struggles, don't jump to, they need more practice. Ask appropriate questions. Were you cold, hungry, overloaded? Were you tired, stressed, or distracted? If the answers don't flow freely, show vulnerability yourself. I felt pretty hungry at the end of that dive and should have allowed more time to get some lunch. I expect you felt the same, so I apologize for rushing the day. Debriefing through the lens of performance influencing factors gives you insight into their struggles and yours. Final thoughts. Performance influencing factors don't just affect students, they affect you, and they probably affect you more than you give them credit for. When both sides are under pressure, risk increases dramatically. Great instructors go beyond teaching the technical dive skills needed to pass the class. They create the conditions where learning can thrive, and they manage themselves to lead effectively. Next time something feels off, ask, what's influencing performance right now, for them and for me, and what can I do about it? Higher performance diving is about more than equipment redundancy. It's about human reliability. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.